Good morning, beloved, and thank you for allowing me to share this beautiful Thursday morning with you. Today, we are going to be reading Psalm 150, Psalm 150, and in today's Psalm, a full orchestra of musical instruments is to be joined by a full choir of voices as all living creatures join the song of praise. Every verse begins with and includes the word praise. This word appears 13 times. And again, God's saving words for us this week have been praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin our reading of Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in his temple. Praise his strength in heaven. Praise him for the mighty things he hath done. Praise his supreme greatness. Praise him with trumpets. Praise him with harps and lyres. Praise him with drums and dancing. Praise him with harps and flutes. Praise him with cymbals. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise the Lord, all living creatures. Praise the Lord. And today's key verse is found in Psalm 150, verse 6. Praise the Lord, all living creatures. Praise the Lord. You know, music and musical instruments are mentioned frequently in the Bible. And unfortunately, none of the tunes that the people of Israel used in their worship has survived for us to today. But we have the words, and we can only imagine the joyful sounds that these orchestras and choirs would make as God's children chose to worship him so gloriously with the instruments and with their voices. You know, we've heard some beautiful, beautiful choirs in our time, but there is nothing to be compared to the voices of those who have been redeemed by the Lamb of God. What a wonderful sound that must be to our God. Let us pray. Praise the Lord. Lord God, I praise you for all the mighty things you have done. May my words and actions this day demonstrate my joyful praise and worship of you. Amen. Well, that went by quickly. So has our Thursday morning together. And I hope that you're able to join me tomorrow as we read. We're not in Psalms. We are in the Gospel according to St. Mark. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, where Mark's gospel begins with the preaching of John the Baptist. I look forward to sharing this reading with you tomorrow morning. And so, God bless you. Be on the lookout for every good gift that God has already promised in his word that he's sending your way. We will see you tomorrow.